With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Threats of a second straight year of drought in the Pacific Northwest is certainly worth watching, but some pretty knowledgeable folks feel it's unlikely. University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences Professor Cliff Mass says we need to look no further than our water supply for some reassurance.
I mean, for instance, right now, if you look at the reservoirs, look at the Yakima Reservoir System. It's unbelievable how high it is. I mean, you can look at the total reservoir capacity of the Yakima reservoirs, and it's way above normal.
Compared to last year, Mass says, things are looking pretty good.
Right now, the water that's in the reservoirs is what's normally there in May. And we're already there. And then we even have the snowpack. So we're going to have tremendous water supply in the Yakima. Things look good for the Columbia. So there's really no water issue in terms of any of the reservoirs or river levels that we depend on.
So far, Mass says this is playing out just like a La Nina year with our dry and cool period in February.
But what happens inevitably at the end of a La Nina season is the ridge weakens and shifts off, which opens us up to precipitation. It's just so classic La Nina years. Sometimes you have a dry period, but at the end you get wet and cool. And that is exactly what's going to happen now. I mean, that's all the models are going that way right now.
Mass says that February dry spell was typical for a La Nina year and forecasts cool and wet for at least the next month. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.